Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school, you're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Comedian and SNL legend Jay Farrow joins us on today's episode of Rewives. His wit and hilarious commentary make this one of the best Rewives to date. Jay was so invested. When I tell you, I love this guy. This is my new favorite guy. There are only a few people that I want to call back to do this. Jay could be my co-host on this. He's so good. It's just, he's really thinking. Oh God, is he excellent. In this episode, the Beverly Hills Housewives are in Amsterdam. Need I say more? Kim Richards and Lisa Rinna go at it. Chaos erupts. A wine glass was thrown. Kyle Richards storms out of the room, fleeing in a cape-like fashion. This is The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Season 5, Episode 16, Amsterdam, girl. All right, so I want to know your relationship to the housewives. None, you know nothing, you know everything, you've dated someone who's watched, like zero, you know nothing.
My mother is a fan of all the series, so okay. My mother watches religiously. I only hear secondhand the drama that's going on. However, I did get a chance to see the episode clip, and yeah, y'all, it's a lot of drama. I like that. I think that's what drives it. I think it was kind of a setup, them putting everybody in Amsterdam with white wine, but you know, it's whatever, you know, and
well, we're going to get into that because that's part of the thing. So you're dealing with a show that's quote unquote a reality show years later after the franchise started. So in the beginning, there was some level of reality because we were naive. We didn't know what we were doing. We were wearing our own clothes. We were doing our own makeup. We didn't know any of the people. And we didn't understand the game. We didn't understand the matrix. And we also hadn't been on for so long or not been on and watched other people do it for years. So you figure what's going to work, what's going to rate. I mean, I wonder if there's anything like that about like your business and being a comedian or coming into something and with a preconceived notion and trying to force it and make it happen versus just being who you are.
I mean, I think SNL is a great example. I mean, you have to, you're auditioning for your job every week. So it's like you're pretty much throwing, you don't know what's going to work until you hit the table, and you're pretty much throwing shit at the wall and seeing what will stick. And you're like, okay, cool. Well, this worked. But once you get into the rhythm of it, you know what I mean? Once you start understanding all the different constituents and everything, that's when you start politicking and getting that game up and kind of getting people to align with you so they can write for you. Because if you don't have anybody in your corner, you'll pretty much fizzle out at that place. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And in the beginning, there was a freedom for them not really knowing where they were, what was going on, how long this would go on, that it was going to be an institution, a phenomenon. So they could be more free. There weren't all these rules and all this like same competition. And you see it in some of the work of the old school stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, and that place, it's just a... I don't know how it is on set with y'all, but it's just super competitive all the time, because you want your stuff to get on, you want to hit, but you also want to leave something substantive for people to grasp onto and really follow you after you leave that show, because that's what you're doing it for. You don't do that. You do that show to, because it's the greatest, it's one of the greatest shows ever created and the greatest sketch show of all time. And I'm just speaking through longevity terms, but it's about the relationships that you cultivate on that show, and perpetuating that after you get off. And that's what really solidifies your star. Like, you got folks like Adam Sandler and Chris Rock and Spade and
Will Ferrell.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm like, well, the guys that kind of work together, well, you know.
Oh, Will Ferrell, sorry.
You know what I
right.
mean?
Yeah, so, I do. Oh, the relationships there, that's such a great point, but also the credibility, because you just sort of alluded to like the low hanging fruit. You could go in and do the thing you know is going to get the laugh, but you're trying to also do work. Like, you could take the commercial movie that you know they're going to get the laugh, but you want to do work that you're proud of. So you're balancing all these different things at the same time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I was at NYU and I got an internship at SNL. I knew an executive producer, and I got a job at SNL for the summer, but NYU wouldn't give me credit. And I said, I don't care, I'll do it anyway. But SNL wouldn't let me do it unless the college was giving me credit. And I wasn't the person that I am today that would have just like figured out wherever the dean's office is and walked in and I didn't do it. And it's probably one of maybe only two regrets in my whole life was not doing that.
Wow.
So I have always regretted that, because just to be in that environment and experience that, that's always been a regret. So just instead I was a PA on Saved by the Bell, which doesn't feel exactly the same.
but that's Saved by the Bell was popping though. So that's not a bad, that ain't a bad swap right there.
Exactly. And to your point, I just interviewed Mario Lopez, who I know. So that's funny.
Yo, did you Tiffany Amber Thiessen? I used to have the biggest crush on Tiffany Amber Thiessen back in the day. Yep. I just thought that she was just so pretty. Jessica, she was kind of, I don't know what was up with her. She kind of gave me weirdo vibes.
Spano. And also she hated that they let Tiffany wear all the good sexy clothes, and she was sort of like the feminist. She hated that. She was the smart feminist. And in real life, she was more sort of serious in that way too, I think. Did you, you mentioned that there's a lot of competition on SNL, but we're going to get to the Housewives, but is it also off? Meaning like, because with the Housewives, everybody pretends they're super chummy. And even if they are chummy off camera, if someone gets something someone else doesn't get, everybody's alert. Like, why would they get that commercial that I didn't get? Or why did that person host a Today show? And so you got to kind of keep your cards close to the vest, because everybody knows they're in a 15-minute window and they want to just get theirs. And it's really competitive.
I feel like yeah, it is competitive off the show, but more like you'll think it to yourself. You'll be like, wait a second. What agency they at? I don't got that.
Right. Right.
A Verizon commercial and a Pizza Hut commercial? Well, goddamn me. What are my people doing on this side?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's But it's more like me personally, when I see my folks who are on the show doing whatever, I root for them. I'm like, yo, that's dope. Like, it's never like, man, forget that some bit. Now, if I get a little disgruntled and a little flustered and mad about it, it's not to them. It's to my team. I'm like, listen,
yes.
What are y'all doing? The work is out there. You see, my friend got this commercial. They got this commercial. They doing this. Like, son, I could at least end up on Nissan. What are we doing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Not Verizon. You could get Nissan. That's hysterical.
I'm just saying, you know.
So, all right. So we'll get to Amsterdam. So do you know who any of these people are in the world? Like, before, were you like, oh, I've seen that person, or I've heard about that person? Do you have any knowledge?
Yeah. When I see the face, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I've seen this person in this before or whatever. But as far as just like knowing the intricacies of hell no.
Okay. Okay. So I just wanted to know where we're starting. Okay. So Lisa Rinna used to be a soap opera actress, and she kind of like dwindled in her career. And then she was on Dancing with the Stars. And then she ended up being on The Housewives. And it's funny because Andy Cohen, who produces the shows and is hosts Watch What Happens Live, he didn't initially want her to be a housewife. She's now not on the show anymore currently, but at that point she's like in the beginning of her tenure kind of, but she always brought the drama. So we find out in this episode, and I think her husband doesn't drink, and I do think she tells us that she lost her sister to an overdose, so it seems like she is very sensitive to addiction. Do you have any, you don't have to say who it is, but do you have any frame of reference for addiction in your own life? Like when you thought somebody was not doing something and then you found out they were, or being the addiction cop where you're trying to catch them or any of that stuff?
I've got somebody in my family right now that's very heavily addicted to alcohol, and they can't get themselves out of it. And, you know, they'll hit me up and keep asking me. Like, I got the weirdest message from this person the other day. And it just said, hey, bro, how much for BET? I was like, what? Like, right. I didn't understand. I was like, what does he mean? Like, is he saying like a ticket? Like, but he was drunk when he wrote it. So it is a constant underlying problem. The rest of us, everybody has their problems, okay? But when it's something that's affecting family time, where, you know, now they can't make it to, okay, I was down there in Virginia Beach, my hometown, and I was doing a show and all my family came out except for these few people, because one of them is addicted and the rest of the family was trying to help and find this person. They didn't even make it to my show.
It becomes the whole family's problem and the hiding of it. Okay, so you're seeing a little of that here with Kim and Kyle, who are sisters, both child actresses. And Kim has suffered with addiction for a long time. The thing that I think is interesting is I don't remember how the audience really took it. But sometimes now in going back to watch these old episodes, I see things differently than when I was watching it on television then. Mm-hmm. And I felt that, yes, Lisa Rinna seems to have a sensitivity about this topic. And she's on a show with this person, but this isn't her friend. So now she's going around and talking to everybody about this topic, except the person directly. And effectively, she's talking to us. So I understand why she would be sensitive about addiction and it would trigger her. But I don't understand why she would try to, I don't think it holds water that she's running around to talk to all these other people about someone who she's not even really good friends with, feigning concern. And I also do understand the person who is the addict, even if they are falling off, they're also on a television show. So now they are aware, acutely aware, that this has been discussed with not only every member on the cast, but the United States of America and other countries. So it's that's like, my sort of thing that I think.
So you think it was like a slight shading that was realized. And it's kind of like... It's kind of like when your grandmother says something to you, like everybody in the family knows has been talking about it. Mm-hmm. You know they've been talking about it. They've been sitting there chatting about it the whole time. Yes, I have alopecia. That's cool. But you ain't got to tell the whole goddamn church about the shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You got to sit there and... It's the same thing. I think it's the same thing with the situation. When somebody is indirectly speaking to you, and yes, if you were there, you will get very super agitated about it, because it's your business. You don't want your business spread around spread around like Meg Thee Stallion's butt cheeks. You don't want that. You understand?
Right,
what I'm saying?
Right. But live and direct, you would have more respect for and at least be able to address. Like, come to me absolutely directly. You may get into an argument. You can't say she's not going to be defensive, but at least right, it's like live and direct. Let's not pretend you're so concerned about me when we're not right, great friends anyway, but you're going around telling everybody and the audience. I think about the fourth wall a lot now, having this show, having been part of the experience, because the audience just thinks, you know, this is all quote unquote totally real. And the cast has a responsibility, by the way, to the producers and the show to air everything. Does that make any sense? So
yes,
somebody has to say it, and the producers are telling somebody to say it. So Lisa's the messenger.
I think, look, I like the truth that you have with your personality. Of course, being from the North, you know, people don't BS. Mm-hmm. But even on like, even when people came up to you and they were like, yo, I heard you. So did you say this about me? Like, yeah, I think you're a know-it-all. You're like, well, maybe I know it all. Like, come get some of this knowledge. I said, oh, shit. Like, she's sharp, son. When they try to come for you and you have right, that kick. Yeah.
Well, you know, as a comedian, sometimes that's a gift. That's an improv scene.
Hell
that's
yeah,
like, you gave me something. Now I'm going to take it to the next level. You know what I mean? You call me a know-it-all. That's not an easy one to get out of. Nobody likes a know-it-all.
No, no.
Yeah,
but if you do... If you know it all, you like, yes, yeah, I do.
That's funny. So, yeah, all right. So you're on that argument. You're, even though Lisa has experience with addiction, where do you sway? Where are you like, where's your allegiance there? Someone wins a point. Who's getting that point?
I think, like I said, I like, just because like I don't think it's cool to like just spread business to everybody, but that's what the show does. That's what
right,
the show does.
Right.
I definitely think that Kim was cool. I think she was justified by like standing her position and being like, yo, man, like, yo, son, if you wanna like, yes, I was addicted, whatever. I think that Lisa definitely could have been more direct. And if she was direct, I would have had more respect. But if you're pseudo talking about somebody, like, that's sneak dissing. Like, that's you subtweeting. We don't like subtweets.
Right.
If you're going to tweet at me, dog, don't just.
Yes. Don't, I never heard that. Subtweets. That's a pussy move. Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. That's a punk move.
Yeah.
Do it in front of my face. You want
to? That girl. I don't even know what a subtweet is. What a loser. Yeah, totally. Okay, I got it. But now what about people who immediately take the bait and Lisa says, I've suffered with addiction. That's also, she's been the one on this series who has said many different things, emotional issues. She's blamed her mother's death. Like, she blames a lot of different things, post-traumatic stress disorder. Lisa Rinna is known to blame, be very dramatic about, to like package her reason for doing things instead of just owning the thing that she did. And her thing is own it. She always says own it. So, but I believe that the person who's right can make themselves wrong. And what about Kim now saying, you did this and now let's talk about your family. Don't make me bring up your family, which is like a threat and effectively telling everyone that there's a secret or something with Lisa's family.
Now that's not right either. That's right. Not right either. It's the same. It seems like they have kind of a similar tactics. Like at the end of the day, it's like, okay, Lisa wasn't right. Lisa's not right for trying to address and making it this grand thing about herself when it's really not about her, when it's really about Kim. She shouldn't have done that. But at the same time, Kim shouldn't have been like, I got something, I'm gonna let out the bag and try
right,
to get, like, that's not like a two wrongs don't make a right.
Right.
Somebody had to be the bigger person at that time. And she could have been, Kim definitely could have been the bigger person and been like, listen, I don't respect you talking about whatever is going on with my life. And I am not going to give out information about yours. You know me. I know you. Let's keep it like that. Like, we should. She could have done that, but she didn't want to do that. She did bait. She did kind of. She did take the bait. She took the shark bait. She took the shark
Jay,
bait.
You're good at this. I want to let you know something, because I've had people on here who watch the show, like Elizabeth Moss, who's obsessed. And I've had people who've never watched it. And you're as good as both. Like you're very good at that. I can't explain it. You're just like, you're good at this. It's interesting.
I think because my mother is a no BS type of person. My mother's from Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I've got that half in me. Meanwhile, my father is from Norfolk, Virginia. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They jokesters and all of that. But mm-hmm. my mother, she's like straight to the point. She's really analytical. So she's like, listen, she's always told us that, like, that's the moral code that we have had as children. She's like, listen, keep things lucid as possible. Don't lie. Mm-hmm. Keep it real.
Yeah.
Be straight up. Be straight honest. Literal. Don't be pussified. Don't
yes.
do that.
Yeah.
There is a certain respect level for people who will keep it all the way 100 with you, even if what they're saying to you isn't the most consumable thing. You
Thank
understand?
You. That's my entire life. What you just said is my entire existence. And it's not always popular, but you're 100% right. At least you know what time it is.
If you don't like me, that's cool. If you don't like me, that's cool. But if you're acting, you're portraying a different face than I know, then this sheep, there's wolves in the temple, there's thieves in the temple.
Yes, facts.
And I'd rather know the thieves. I'd rather know the thieves than call the people who are my friends. I mean, call the people who are thieves my friends, and I don't even know. And now I'm in a situation. You know what I mean?
Right. Yep.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming, like, female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff, and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a little subtext about two of the characters. Kyle's the one who flees with like a cape. Kim is her sister, the one who has struggled with addiction. There's a third, Kathy Hilton, who's currently a cast member. But I used to work for Kathy as an assistant, drive Paris and Nikki to and from school, be nanny for them. I was best friends with Kyle, and I've always known Kim. So I know the BTS of this situation, and I'm also watching this with you and as a fan, and I'm also on The Housewives. So I have institutional knowledge on this trio. So at this table, and I guess there were other scenes in the season, Kim is saying, Kyle, you aren't getting my back. And I don't really always understand what gaslighting means, but I feel like she's kind of throwing fire at Kyle, because Kyle is, yes, her sister, but when you took on the role to be on the show as a cast member, we all kind of have to like also fight for ourselves and be good cast members. Like, she has to be honest about how she really feels. She can't like in secret say to Kim, what the fuck are you doing? And then on camera act like it's okay. So and it's not because I like Kyle, which I do. I'm giving her a little bit of the benefit of the doubt, but Kim is saying, you never defend me. And I don't see Kim really, Kyle really defending Kim. And I wonder, as a sibling, what do you think about that? Should Kyle be defending Kim on some level?
Let's see here. I feel like, I mean, your family business, I feel like your family business is your family business, right?
Okay.
If it is known to wider people, yes. If it's something that really hurts that person, it's hard for them to talk about or whatever, I feel like you should definitely have that person's back. If they're just like, if they're free with it, whatever, they're just like, yeah, this happened, this is all good. It's all straight, bam. I got through
it. Wait, okay. So hold on. So let me tell you exactly what it is. Earlier in this series, I don't think it's this season, but maybe two seasons before, Kyle said to Kim in the car, like, my husband supported you and you stole, and Kim said to Kyle, you stole my house. Kyle said, you're an alcoholic, Kim. And like, she feels like she's been covering up her situation. And through this series, Kyle's had to kind of hold that while she's on a reality show that they both decided to do. So now fast forward now, and Kim says to Kyle, you don't defend me, and Kathy would have been a real sister, Kathy Hilton. So now we are in sensitive territory. And actually, I haven't said this, and I am friends with Kyle, but I have to be objective. I think when someone has been talking to a bunch of people about someone's addiction, even though it's sort of out, it's not fun to Kyle should have been like, guys, if you want to talk about her addiction, go to her or go to me. But this is not something to take to. So Kyle, maybe Kim's right that Kyle should have defended her on some level that we would have seen.
Right. When it's massive, when it's a whole bunch of people, if it's a few folks, if it's not a whole collective of folks around there and y'all just, I feel like you can handle, there's certain things that just don't need to be brought up to the mass, to a mass group. That's what I think personally.
Right.
I mean, and I see that all the time. I mean, even in my life, now I'm not going to say who the people are, but we had a family Christmas or whatever. And there was things said from a couple. They were talking, but it seemed like they always did it in front of people. One of them always did it in front of people. The other one, they were like, why are you trying to bring this up? Why are you trying to bring this up right now in front of other people? I think those, if you have any type of bickering with somebody and it's personal, I think that should be personally handled. I don't think it needs to be outed to the mass. If it is, well, yes. If my sister had a problem and everybody was talking about it, it was at a party, I would defend her. I would have to defend her. That's my sister.
And listen, Kim has pulled focus in that family for years and been dramatic and the victim and all that. And I know that from firsthand. But I think I would say Kyle should not play Switzerland in that case. Just say something. You don't have to be full.
Say something.
Yeah. Okay. So we agree on that. And then let's pretend that there is a skeleton in Lisa's closet. I don't know. But she has a serious reaction. Throwing a glass at a dinner table, like, is that physical? Where are you on what that is? Like, what if that happened on Saturday Night Live, but not in a scene?
Hell yeah, that's assault. You can't
okay.
throw, you can't throw something heavier. You can't throw something that's a pound at me. That's liable to break. That's a weapon right there.
Okay. So does Bravo have a responsibility to bench Lisa in some way? Like, should there be like work human resources? Because now people get in serious trouble for shit. Back then, it was the wild, wild west.
Now, do I think this should definitely be equality? There definitely should be equality on both sides as far as suspension goes. And if it is for the folks of a different community, it should be the same on the other side. I don't know the producers though. I don't know the producers. But right. I do think that equality on both sides would be the best. Even if people want to come on the show, hearing that you have the type of etiquette where you don't choose a side and you don't treat somebody different, that could in turn make somebody be like, okay, I want to sign up for this. I want to do this. Or F this. I'm not going to do that.
Want to think about this. So Teresa, I think, attacked somebody or Andy at a reunion. Then didn't Portia attack someone at a reunion? And then I think she was like benched. So anyway, we'll get to that later. But that's an interesting thing because there's a lot of discussion and race has been a different conversation.
Let's talk about this now. It was already unfair. It's already unfair. Why is it unfair? You got more than five white wives together in a place with white wine, not red, mm-hmm. white wine.
Okay.
When it's red wine, it's a fine time. When it's white, they ready to fight. That's what happened.
Okay. The white wine is critical. Okay.
White wine is critical, and it's Amsterdam. People could have been, you know, it's Amsterdam, baby. Somebody could have been on some shrooms. You don't know what people are doing.
Oh,
now,
yeah. Talk. We're getting to that bullshit, too. Like, as if they've never left the womb with the pot. Yeah. That's ridiculous. All right, so three different things right now. Then we're going to get into the pot den. So Kyle's saying like that she's always taken this abuse from Kim, meaning like Kim's going to say you're a terrible sister and all that, and that this is like a repetitious cycle. Here's what's interesting. Kim brings up her kids and that she's gone through hell with her kids because of this addiction. Mm. Now, there's two ways to look at this. Number one, this coming out and being circulated, yes, will present a problem for her and her kids. I bet you if this is coming out, it's probably based in some truth. I don't remember the earlier episodes, but I don't think that this was based on just like a fantasy. I think that she probably was off the wagon. And the thing of it is, there's two ways to look. One, yes, it affects her kids because now it's being unearthed and maybe she did fall off. Two, if you don't want your kids to be embarrassed, you do not go on a reality show. Like, you don't say, I'm going to bring up your shit from your family. You get a drink thrown on you. And then you worry about the fact of what your kids are going to think about your addiction being brought up. I think that's a reach. What do you think?
I mean, yeah, come on. It is reality television at the end of the day. And the juiciness gets the ratings. So it's like, you are setting yourself up for failure. If you say, I don't want this talked about on a national platform that incites drama and also bickering. You are setting yourself up for failure. So I do agree with you. And I do think that is a reach, Bethany.
You're calling bullshit because anything that one would do on this show that would generate good ratings is something that your child is probably not going to be proud of. Cause it's not going to be getting, you know, being the poet laureate. I mean, it's going to be something that's not fun.
Yeah, an example would be, I mean, I hate to skip talking about other reality shows, but if you watch something like Love and Hip Hop or whatever.
Yeah.
All the craziest stuff, Jocelyn Hernandez walking in, calling Mimi Foss, Molly Maid, and walking out with some sexy lingerie, and she didn't already... she's been sleeping with her man, Stevie J, and all of that. And they have a daughter. They have a daughter.
Right.
She gonna see all of it. There's nothing she can do about that.
Mommy's working.
It's literal, and I don't want to say. I mean, okay, cool. It's a rodeo. It's a rodeo show.
Yeah,
that's what it is. It's,
yeah.
And the most accentuated freaking the most out there a thing that could happen. Like you're saying, it's going to get the ratings and it's going to keep people watching. And ultimately, even though it's bad, they say there's no such thing as bad press. If they talking about you, they talking about you.
It's gotten more like that. I used to not believe that, but it actually has gotten more like it doesn't matter because there's some other garbage that's going to be dumped on the pile tomorrow that'll make your pile smell less like shit. It's so true. I don't like that because I like a clean record for the most part, but nobody gets out without paying the bill. Nobody gets out without paying the bill. So, all right. So now we get to the bulldog, which was a lot of bullshit. So Brandy's the one, she used to be married to Eddie Chibrian. He cheated on her with Leanne Rimes, very public divorce. But I agreed with her here because she's the one looking around at everyone's acting like they came out of the womb that day. Like, ooh, marijuana? Oh, whoa, are you going to try some? That would be so interesting and edgy. Like, it's weird. It's like, weird. You came here. It's weed, it's pot. It's before it was legalized in some places, but okay. And then Kim didn't come. I think that's a smart idea to not come. You know, years ago, I ate 2 space cakes and because I thought it wasn't going to work, which is what I was told. You're going to think it's not going to work and you can take another one. I was tripping in a train station. I couldn't move. I was debilitated.
Can I add to that? Listen, when they tell you that this will put you on your ass, believe them.
Facts.
It will put you on your ass. I had this thing called a stoplight cookie. And when I was in, I think I was in, where was I at? I was at Tommy T's and it was Northern California. Not sure if it was near Oakland. It was definitely, yup, it was right there near Oakland. Y'all, it was like this big. It was this big. It looks like a butterfly.
Right.
Anybody scared of no butterfly? This is a butterfly, son. I seen butterflies all my life. I've watched Reed and Rainbow. Get the hell out of here, you know? So I'm like, I'm going to do this. It's going to be cool. I took the whole thing. Big mistake.
And it took a while to kick in. And you got fucked.
For 2 days.
Yes.
I was high.
Yes.
It's like it didn't. It stayed in my body like beef. It didn't want to leave.
No.
And the worst part about it is at the height of the high, I felt like there was a ghost in my bedroom taking advantage of me. Because when I tell you, it was as if Moses had taken his staff and put it on the top of my butt cheeks. And then the butt cheeks spread like this. And I didn't know what was
like happening. A butterfly.
Like a butterfly. It butterflied my booty. I swear for Lord. Just like shrimp. You know how shrimp get butterfly? That's what happened to my butt. Nothing came out, luckily, but I was scared. I was suspicious.
That's... Okay, so that last week, and I posted about this, last week a company that wanted me to try their product, because people send me food products and beauty products because I do these reviews, sent me, quote unquote, CBD gummies. And that's what it says on the thing. And you know those stupid gummies that are like iron or vitamin C, and they're candy. Melatonin gummies, it's candy near my bed. Yeah, so I ate 2 because I thought a serving's always 2 to 3. I'll take 2 tiny little squares. Very small, tiny little squares, not even like a chiclet, like a third of a chiclet. So I took 2 and they gave me a CBD oil. And I think CBD is bullshit because I'm like, it's like sort of just like relax oil. Like, I'm not going to know if it works, doesn't work. Let's pretend it works. Who cares? Just like something like echinacea. I don't know if it's working. So I take some of the oil. So it does not say anything about THC on the package. Mm-hmm. So a couple of, like an hour and a half later, I'm talking to my fiance. I'm on the couch and I was talking about how I slept the night before. And I go, it's weird. I feel like I'm sleeping now. I feel like I'm a zombie. And I started to feel like these waves and it felt like I was like in a cloud. And then my friend looked on the website and she was like, that has these, all the things you take have full spectrum THC with CBD. And to your point, I was high for 2.5 days. Like, I couldn't get off. I finally came, but then I was exhausted and like had a film on me, like a fruit roll up. You had to peel off the paper. It was a nightmare. So that's what those things are like in Amsterdam. It's not a joke and you don't know how it's going to hit. So you have to enter quietly.
Right. But a J is not, if you're just smoking a J, that's not going to, that's okay.
No.
That's cool. It just depends on like if it's, all right, if it's like 40 plus THC, all right, cool. You don't get messed up and you know how to hit that. But if you just have like a little fun, come on now. Oh my God, I'm smoking weed. Yeah, it's Amsterdam. Yeah.
Right. So you agree with Brandy when she's like calling bullshit on everybody who's pretending they've never smoked pot before and she smoked pot with them. But Kyle brings a good card to the table, just like Kim brought the kid card. Kyle brings the kid card saying it's a parenting choice because she doesn't want her kids to see her smoking pot on television. And okay. I don't know. That's a line. Like, I think that might be, I think it's kind of bullshit, but it's a good line. And I also think it's partially true.
That's a bar. That's definitely a bar. And it's like, you want to keep whatever you're doing that is considered taboo, whatever. You just want to keep that away from your children. So I definitely do agree with her when she says that. But at the same time, still.
Same.
Come on, son. It's weed. It's not as, and like you're saying, the world has changed. And that was back then. And it was considered a little more taboo to smoke or whatever. But at the same time now, it's like, looking back at it now, would it be like, it's not that big of a deal. Matter of fact, you probably look cooler if you smoke something. You know
right.
what I mean?
Nah. Right. However, this show is like a quilt or like a web. You know, you see those like hammocks that have those like unique knot, like that like netting. Mm-hmm. And now you are fast forwarding and you're in Amsterdam and you're pretending like you don't smoke pot with that same person, the boomerang is going to come back and smack you.
It's right. And it's like, it's Amsterdam. It's a, right. like we were just talking about, everything in moderation. You're not going to go crazy. You're there for like a couple of days. It's like, have fun, you know, do have fun. Have fun. I don't know if she was doing, I don't know what she was doing in the bathroom. If she was in the bathroom doing some shit, obviously that's candy.
Yeah, or whatever it was. Exactly. But now we're going to be holier than thou and decide what we think is okay and what we think isn't okay. Like, and it's not okay because one's illegal and one's legal in some places. But Brandy has kids too. So let's pretend Brandy was doing something recreational. You call it out. I'm just saying this show means you're not allowed to pull up those cards because it's all coming out. And you just got to keep your nose completely clean. And if you go walk into, here's what it is. You're going on a trip to Amsterdam. If you're walking into the pot den, you started in with your kids already. So it's fair game. I just thought of this now. We walked into the pot den. You walk in and sit front row at a comedy show. You're going to fucking get heckled. You don't want to get heckled. Don't walk in there and don't sit in the front row. Like, yeah. So if you're walking into the Bulldog, someone might say something about smoking pot. And I guess I'm retracting my statement. I don't think it is a parenting choice because you had to make the parenting choice before you walked in the pot den.
Right. Okay. All right.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. We're on a television show walking into a space cake pot den. If my kids may find out I've smoked pot before.
It is Amsterdam.
Back. You went to Amsterdam, right? If you're, yeah, I'm not going to Amsterdam because my kid, yeah. And then the producers will say, right, well, just don't go to the place you smoke pot. They have a lot of nice things in Amsterdam.
You're not in Gary, Indiana.
You know, exactly.
There's a time and a place. There's a time and a place for everything. And whereas if it is in a place that's known for whatever, okay, you showed up, you knew what you were getting. It was in the brochure.
Fact.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Who of these characters do you identify with the most, for better or for worse?
Who do I identify with the most? Man, I don't even know that. Who's the most authentic person? Who's the most authentic person on the show? Is it
ironically, it could be Brandy, the one who's, because I was thinking I'm a little Brandy and a little Kyle. Like, she, it's not, it can be abrasive. But
yeah,
she was like, are we going to be bullshit now about the, you know, maybe in this episode, Brandy, who seemed fairly sane.
I think I identify with Brandy, and hey, I identify a little bit, just a little bit with Kim. And I will say this, because I've had to kick addictions of the minor shit, whatever. Uh-huh. But still having that pain and having and knowing what that is and knowing what it takes to get over that and knowing the mental strenuity that it causes to be able to go to that place, I applaud that. So I'm a little bit of her. I'm definitely a little bit of that.
Okay.
Sure.
And then the last question is, well, two more. Who, the rose and the thorn of the episode, the part you like the best and the part you like the least?
The part I like the best, the part I like the least. I like Kim correcting Lisa. That's what I liked. I like Kim correcting Lisa. I didn't like when it escalated past that and somebody threw it and the glass bottle, the wine glass got thrown. I hated that. I'm going back. I've had a cup thrown at me before. Not fun. You know what I'm saying? I dodged that bitch. I, you know, it missed, but it was still dangerous. So I can always think back to that part and be like, yo, son, you would have got hit, you would have had some stitches. There would have been some problems. I don't like broken glass. I don't like thinking about broken glass.
My fiance, Paul, hates broken glass. It freaks him out. Anything with broken glass freaks him out.
Yeah.
All the little pieces.
And I've had another moment with my mother, God bless her. God bless my mom, man. She's such a sweetheart. I love her to death. And like I said, she watches religiously, whatever. But she put glass, broken glass. She had broken wine glass. She put it in the trash can. She covered it up with plastic. And you know, when I was growing up, it was my duty to take the trash out. But if I would see that it was just a little bit up, I would try to push it down.
I pushed
it down. Yep. And it cut my finger almost all the, I'm not flicking you off, almost all the way to the tendon.
Oh, if
you
can see it. I see it. Yeah. That's crazy that you have like a personal story attached to when that glass got broken in this episode. That's insane. Yeah. I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, it. Oh, you remember like it was yesterday.
Yeah. So my mother, she felt so bad. She felt so bad. She was like, I'm so sorry. It missed the tendon by literally a centimeter.
Oh, my God. That's a crazy story. Wow. That is such a crazy story. And that's so weird that this was the episode that we gave you. That's crazy, actually. I don't know. I kind of liked, I'm a call bullshit person. I kind of liked at the end, Brandy being like, because I've seen Brandy, listen, Brandy is definitely top, you know, challenging and can be a little abrasive and crass. But she was like, everyone gets to be, you know, talk about everything I do, but now I can't call anybody else's bullshit out. So I did like that. And I was a little bored by the actual reason for the trip itself. Like, Yolanda is lovely and nice. I understand why she's not on the show anymore, because it's all a little too lovely and nice. It's a little boring. You know what I mean? Like, for
you
me,
need sauce.
Yeah, there was no zip, but like, this was the zip. And then my last and final question for you was, who won the night?
Damn, who did win the night? Damn. No, I think, the person who walks out loses.
Ah, the so person Kyle who lost. Walks out loses. Kyle lost for like fleeing. Okay.
She lost for fleeing.
Okay.
I would say Lisa lost because Lisa lost because she wasn't straightforward.
And chose violence.
Mm-hmm. So I would say that. I would say the loser is, oh, God dang it. They're both losers.
Yep.
Kyle Flint.
So Kyle's Kyle lost.
Kyle lost.
Lisa Kyle chose lost. Violence and talked around the school, so she lost too. Who won? I think Kim won.
Kim won. Yeah,
I agree. I actually think Kim won too. And it's weird because I don't know if back then Kim won, because the audience is on the ride. But as an older, wiser parent, which I wasn't then, I think Kim won too. I mean, I do not think she's perfect at all, but I think she won. You can never give the winning card to like people who play under the radar. Like the other woman, Eileen, who's a soap actress. Eileen was like, I don't like you. She's like, I don't like you. Those are filler characters to me. Those are like caulk between the tiles. There's always a couple of those in that are just like talking. And I'm not even bringing up what they're saying because they're not really taking the shots. You know what I mean? There's people in comedy too, I'm sure. Some people are just like filler.
Same thing.
They're not on the front lines.
It's the people who go for it.
Yes. And lose the biggest too.
True. But if you hit when you take that risk,
yes.
If it hits, it's worth it.
Thank you. And I learned that years ago when I was on The Apprentice, because you could always tell the people each task that would try to take like the third from the bottom job that like you wouldn't get noticed. So you'd be enough under the radar. You could pretend you were doing a little. And those were always losers. Like I was always, you know, just like right on the front, taking hits, getting in trouble. Because, yeah, so the characters on the show, I can't give a winning just because someone didn't say anything rude if they were boring. So those are the filler. Yeah. So it's like that in comedy too. Interesting. I'm going to probably call you another time to do another one. Like
let's do it.
Really fun. And you like really get into the analysis, which I love. And now I know you. So I like that too. Like I get to know you. Maybe I'll get to meet your mom sometime.
Hell yeah. Is she? I'm telling you, Ramona Ferro is a religious housewives. Like she watches every series she watches it. She's adorable. She had surgery back in 2001, and she got like she would watch her soap operas because she couldn't go to work. You know what I mean? And I was at the time I was in eighth grade, and I was helping. You know what I mean? Whatever. But she started recording her soap operas back in 2001. She still does it today.
That's
for
hilarious.
22 years straight, she has recorded it, and she and she loves reality television and The Housewives, like every series, she loves it. So
you're so wonderful. What a great energy. Like you did, you know, you I just Bethany. Really loved this with you. So nice to meet you. I can't say that enough.
Let's Bethany, let's do this again. We have
100%. Fabulous. You put me in such a good mood today. Yay.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework.
You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.